The one behind me is known as Goliath. It's really a feature in Belfast, and that coming into Alder Grove Airport, you can see these cranes, and I suppose it's a feature of Belfast and has been since 1969. It marks out the shipyard as being so distinct, these two yellow cranes. This is Goliath, there's a further one behind it called Samson. And the crane Goliath was erected in 1969, 315 feet tall, and this is the crane that's closest to the city. Samson's the one further back. And of course the name's taken from the Word of God, from the Bible, where we read about this great giant that came out every day and defiled the armies of Israel. The Bible says he was over 9 feet tall, and he had a spear like a weaver's beam. His armor was made out of brass. And as he stood every morning at the Valley of Elah and defied the armies of Israel, challenged them to send somebody out to fight with them, all Israel was running scared. They were filled with fear. And in our day and generation, many people are consumed with a spirit of fear, anxiety, worry, concerns about what the future holds. Because in this world of ours, there are many giants that we face, many giants we face day and day. It might be the Goliath of loneliness, it might be the Goliath of guilt, it might be the Goliath of bereavement, it might be the Goliath of unemployment, it might be the Goliath of depression. There are many giants that we face in this world. Things that cause us to be so filled and consumed with fear. And as this great crane looms in the horizon here behind us, it just towers over us. There are things in life that seem just to encroach in upon us, that we don't know how to face them, and we don't know how to handle them. Like the children of Israel didn't know how to stand against Goliath. And then you know the story of Baal, a young shepherd boy called David, who was a fair countenance, who had been tending his father's flock in the backside of the desert, so to speak, stepped onto the arena of war history. And whenever everybody else was running free and running scared, David, whose faith and trust was in God, who had proved God in the secret place, stepped onto the scene and was going to take on Goliath. And with five stones that he gathered from the brook, and with his sling and with his bag, he went out and he stood before Goliath and challenged him about what he was doing, and took him on and won the victory. And David was able to say, the victory belongs to the Lord. The battle is not ours, but it's God's. And through the Word of God, David is a picture and a type of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Son of God was the great shepherd of the sheep. He gave his life for the sheep. He's coming again for the sheep. He knows his sheep by name. And on the cross at Calvary, he defeated the Goliath of sin, something that none of us could do. He took away the giant of guilt and the giant of fear, and he gives great victory to his people. I wonder today what we're facing as we enter into this new year, and all of the uncertainty that confronts us, and the giant of COVID, and the giant of confusion, and the giant of fear. I wonder today what you're trusting in. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, who on the cross shed his precious blood, suffered well and died, and rose again, and lives in the power of an endless life. And the Bible says he has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of love, and of power, and of a sound mind. If you put your trust in him today, he can give you the victory. So whatever you face, you'll know that the Lord is with you, and you'll know that God can lead you and guide you and take away all your fear and all your uncertainty, and make you to be a victorious believer in Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank you for joining with us today.